And more news from Washington. You know by now the GOP health care plan has collapsed, and many Hawaii officials are breathing a little easier, well, at least for now. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has the reality check. Hi, Kirsten.
Aloha, Bethann. How are you?
Doing all right, thanks. And been watching this play out, as we all have. The big concern as the conversation was continuing about whether there would be any changes coming from Washington centered squarely on Medicaid. So for now, what's reasonably safe?
Well, in much of the country, a lot of the debate has been over the creation of state insurance exchanges. This hasn't been as much of a problem for us because since the 1970s, Hawaii's had its own prepaid health care system, which covers most of the working population. The group that really has been highlighted as a group that's very vulnerable in Hawaii, though, is our Medicaid population. About a quarter of our population in Hawaii is on Medicaid, and about that total is about 350,000 people, and about 110,000 of them got their coverage specifically because of the expansion of Medicaid coverage that came as a result of the Accountable Care Act, or Obamacare, which was enacted in 2010.
So, you know, at this point, as we mentioned, everyone is taking a bit of a breather, but as we heard on the news this morning, the GOP is going to be meeting later today, that they're could be a vote next week. They could be trying to bring this back in some form. It may be for naught, perhaps. But meanwhile, are there other plans that you know of that are looking at a future beyond this? Or are we simply just happy that at this point nothing's been affected?
Well, at this point, I'd say the hospital administrators and clinic directors are sort of breathing a sigh of relief that they haven't had to start to enact some of the draconian plans they've had to begin to prepare if Medicaid funding is seriously hit as a result of the debate in Washington. In fact, at Waikiki Health, the director, Sheila Beckham, has had to consider that she might have to close 6 of her 8 healthcare facilities if the most extreme version of the Republican plans were to be enacted. So there is real worry about this. She serves about 11,000 people a year, and about 6,000 of them are on Medicaid. These are some of the homeless people and very poor people that either are unemployed and can't work. And in many cases, in about half the cases, these are people who actually work but don't work the 20 hours they need to qualify for employer-based health insurance. So we've got a very vulnerable and ill population that would be really face life-threatening danger if this Republican plan that Trump is pushing very hard for does proceed within the next week.
Well, we're, as everyone is now, waiting to see what happens. Thanks very much, Kirsten.
Thank you so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today we heard from reporter Kirsten Downey.